It has been said that familiarity breeds contempt. Well, today I'd like to look at a scripture that is so familiar, so frequently quoted, that although I don't think we'd have contempt for it, perhaps we don't appreciate it and its profound implications because we're so familiar with it. I'm speaking about the text John 3:16, one that most Christians are able to quote, but I'm going to read it and then we're going to look at it quite carefully, and I hope that we may be able to pick one or two points out from it that would cause us to appreciate it and its implications in a way that we haven't before. I'll read it in full from the ESV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. As I say, a very familiar text. Let's pick it up in verse 16. For God so loved the world. The word that's been translated as world is cosmos. Think of all of the stars in all of the galaxies and all of the universe. That's the cosmos. The cosmos refers to the created order. Everything that God has put in place, everything that God has created by speaking it into being. For God so loved not just people, not just the world that we've created, but the entire structured, ordered universe that he created, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. See, the temptation is when we read this text to think of it only in terms of personal salvation. But the implications are far wider than that. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Why is that important? Because everybody who doesn't perish but has eternal life or partakes in the Zoe life now, it begins immediately when salvation occurs and continues into eternity. The very God life, the nature of life that God has, not simply bios, which is biological life, but God life, the God life of the age to come. When somebody gets saved into that, it has implications for the whole universe. For God did not send his Son into the cosmos, the world, to condemn the cosmos, the world, but in order that the cosmos might be saved through him. What does that mean? What does it mean for the world, for the cosmos, for the entire created order to be saved because of Jesus? What does that mean? Now, we know that when Jesus returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So I don't believe that it means that the rule and reign of Jesus will be complete here in this earth as we know it. But I do believe that as people come to a saving knowledge of Christ, our impact on the created order, our impact on the world, our impact through reflecting rather the light of Jesus and the love of Jesus is transformative and redemptive, not only to people but to everything. It has implications for everything. The Bible says in Ephesians that the multifaceted, multi-hued wisdom of God is revealed through the church, the ones who are saved in Christ, to supernatural powers and principalities. To believe in Jesus has implications not only for personal salvation, but the very fiber of the entire universe. That is absolutely incredible. What a thought. What a life we get to choose and to participate in. God bless you guys.